In the eye of the storm is the calm, the space between the chaos. Today, we're going to talk about how too much talking and technology creates turmoil and how we can create a little bit more space to find peace and balance and harmony. Let's go get that nugget. Now, over the past probably several hundred podcast episodes, I have shared with you that I am a talker. I talk a lot. I talk to myself. I literally talk all day long out loud to the environment, to myself, to the dogs, to whoever and whatever. But I typically am by myself. But my mouth is always going. Now, recently, I've been recognizing that I'm feeling a little bit more chaotic. So when I do my meditation practice, I feel amazing. I come out of my meditation practice, I start talking, and I just engage with my environment, right? And I engage out loud. I've literally done this my entire life. I don't remember not talking to myself. And I've done some research on it, but I'm not going to get into the research of it today. But what I do want to get into the research of, or what I do want to get into the story of, is the chaos that talking creates, especially the type of talking. So if I am looking in my environment and I'm talking about my environment and I'm complaining about something, that I'm creating this internal dialogue that may not be encouraging, may not be positive, and may not be inspirational. By the end of the day, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm feeling anxious, sometimes I'm even feeling irritated or frustrated. And I can't ever figure out why. I'm like, nothing really happened. No, but the words that I was using started to create momentum, started to create negative emotions, if you will. So early this morning, Amy was getting up and getting ready for work. And sometimes if I'm not really super tired, I will just kind of go over to YouTube and I'll find some video to watch. Like, I love Joe Dispenza. Sometimes I go into Insight Timer, which is an app that has guided meditations and music. Or I'll go over to YouTube and I will find, a teaching video, personal development, something like that. And I'll just kind of fall back to sleep to it. Anyway, I came across this one that is Buddhist teaching, and it's about overcoming the turmoil in your life. And I'm like, stop it. Like, what is this? Like, I couldn't believe the resonance of it. And so I listened to it. Not only did I listen to it once, I listened to it three times. Every time I listened to it, I got something else. So I decided I'm going to record a podcast about it. I think it is so vitally important that we think about our thoughts, we think about our words, and then that leads to our emotional state. I have talked about this endless episodes. I think it's so important that we start to wake up to how we're thinking, what our thoughts are, based on how we're feeling. Your thoughts, the way it travels to create your life is like this. So the outside of you that creates a thought, that thought is a belief, a story, an experience, and you create meaning, then that thought turns into your words, whether positive, negative, whatever your words are, that then directly create your emotional response. From that emotion, that has a bigger, stronger vibrational frequency, and that bigger, stronger vibrational frequency creates your life. It's what you see based on how you feel. If I'm really angry, I'm going to see the things out in the world that I'm going to be angry about. If I'm feeling peaceful, I'm going to see the things out in the world that create more peace, that align with that thing. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. So knowing that, I've been starting to really, really focus this year, very, very much so, in the waking up process. Now, I've been starting to wake up to this, my subconscious mind being on autopilot and just going about my day and just, habitual things. And somewhere in there, we enter the space of waking up, where we start looking at our life going, okay, wait, I want this to be different. How do I make this different? And we start, and in that questioning and in that curiosity, we start to wake up to that inner power within us that can change our world. Well, as you begin this journey, you go a few steps down the journey, you're like, okay, I got it. I got it all figured out. Yeah. Travel that journey for about 10 years and maybe you might sort of have a fraction of it figured out. It is quite the depth. It is quite the rabbit hole. But I will tell you this, as you begin to wake up, you will begin to see things differently. You will begin to recognize a pattern in your life that is creating your life. So your thoughts are certainly like this, like your average thoughts, the way you think, the words you use, you know, are you leaning more positive, more negative? What are the typical words you use? And if you can't quite figure out what your thoughts are, what your typical thoughts are, go back and a little bit further into your emotions and go, what are my average emotions? Am I mostly positive? Am I pretty content? Am I angry most of the time? Am I frustrated? Am I depressed, anxious? Like, what are your average top three emotions? And you take those top three emotions and you go and you split those and try to create 100%. You go, oh, well, yeah, if at least two of them are kind of in the negative range, you can stand back in your life, go, well, that's why my life is mostly negative. Why my relationships aren't working, why my health is failing, why I don't have any money, I have a crappy job, but this one thing over here is working really well, right? So if we dissect that a little bit more and we just dive a little bit deeper and we go, how is my thinking? What am I thinking about? How am I thinking about life in general? Or how am I thinking about relationships or money or health? Now, today, I want to actually go deeper to before the thoughts. I've not done this before, and I found it to be really, really interesting. So like I said, I've been a talker my whole life. Now, I will say this. Now, it was a couple episodes ago that I'm like, I didn't really start talking until I was in ninth grade. Now, I did talk to myself. I just didn't outwardly speak to many people. I didn't ask questions in school. I was teased, picked on, bullied, etc. And, you know, I had a dominating brother, a dominating mother. And so I didn't really get to talk much. I wasn't heard. I didn't feel seen. And so I talked about that already, but I did talk to myself. I was pretty much, certainly when I was younger, my only friend. And I felt like that became this deeper sense of being for me. So this episode, this YouTube episode that I listened to this morning was all about quieting the mind by stopping talking. And I'm like, okay, now there's a little extra piece in there for me because I talk to myself literally endlessly all day long. I couldn't even tell you what I'm talking about, but I'm literally all day out loud. And I decided today I'm going to try it. So the story goes, I kind of paraphrase a little bit, but the story goes is that there's this Buddhist monk that lives up in the mountain, and a king comes up to the top of the mountain and he says, listen, Buddha, you have to help me. I am living in a state of chaos. I'm living in a state of turmoil. I need some help. I'm like, the things that I have, the money that I have, the castle that I live in, it just doesn't matter to me. I just am living in this state of chaos. And the Buddhist monk says, if you need my help, you must follow all of the directions I give you. And he goes, okay. He goes, I will do anything. And Buddha says, okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to spend the next 15 days in my monastery. And for the whole 15 days, I want you to be as quiet as possible. That's talking only when necessary, only when you absolutely have to. And he's like, okay, that seems sort of dumb. Like, what does that have to do with anything? He's like, listen, we create turmoil and chaos in our life through all of the talking. If most of our words are complaining and gossip and of negative emotional states, we create that chaos in our life because our words create our life. And the king goes, you know what? You're absolutely right. I don't care. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to go do it. And I'm going to, because if you're telling me that this is going to create inner peace, I'm game. So he says, okay, when do you want to start? And he goes, I'll start right now. He's like, okay. So he takes him to his monastery, finds him a place. He has a little tiny table. He has a little stool. He has a meditation mat. He has some incense and a candle. And he's like, there's a bed over there and food will be available to you down here in this space. You can have anything you want. There are other people here. So try basically not to engage with them, not to talk with them. Everybody's here for the same reason, is to find inner peace. He said, okay. He's like, you know, I wish you luck and I wish you peace and I will see you at the end of day 15. He says, okay. So day one, he was pretty bored. He sat around. He kind of noticed that his emotional state got a little bit chaotic. He found himself pacing in the room. He found himself kind of like a rat in a cage. He just didn't know what to do with himself. He felt anxious and he's like, you know, this is kind of dumb. Like, this is, I don't feel peace. This is ridiculous. There's not even that many things in this room, but I'm feeling kind of annoyed. And he's like, but I did tell him I'm going to do it. And I really want this inner peace. And he didn't utter a word. Then the second day, he found himself a little bit more peaceful, where he found himself kind of paying attention to the environment. He's looking around him. He's looking at the building structure and looking out the windows at nature. He went out for a walk in the grass and could smell the fragrance of the blooms, the blossoms of the flowers nearby. And he could hear the birds and he could see the clouds and the sunshine that he'd never seen before. The colors were so vibrant and the fragrances were so rich. And he found himself a little bit kind of enjoying it. Then by the fifth day, he found himself to look forward to the day where the food had a richness to it. He ate slowly as he enjoyed the meal, and every bite had this lusciousness to it. Then by day 10, he found himself sitting in his room on his meditation mat, falling deeper and deeper into this meditative state, really getting to know his inner being and really focusing on how he felt on the inside. And all he could feel was this sway and this alignment of harmony within his being that he just relished in day after day. He sat in this space for what appeared to be like hours, and he just felt joy and connection to Mother Earth, to Source Energy, and all of the beings on the planet. By day 15, the monk had to come and get him out of the room, had to ask him if he was ready to leave. And he said, I've never been more ready for life than I am today. And he went down to the mountain and he began living his life from a state of peace and tranquility without the turmoil that he was creating earlier. He had no idea that he was the culprit, that it wasn't the outside world that was creating his turmoil, but he and his words. So as the story unfolds, I think of myself and all of my words that I use throughout the day. And I think of my complaining about different things. Like, it's a beautiful day today. The sky is rich with this really beautiful blue and just a smattering of a few white clouds, but it's cold. But I can't think of how beautiful the day is because I can't get past how cold it is. Well, where does the suffering come from? The sky and the day are just a neutral state. It's just what it is. But because I am putting a negative spin on it, that I'm creating suffering for myself. I'm complaining about the day when somebody else might go, well, gosh, you know, there's your smallest dog laying in the dog bed in the doorway in this patch of sunlight that is so peaceful and harmonious with the day. The birds are outside looking for materials to build their nest, and they're eating out of the bird feeder, and the trees are swaying so gently in the wind, and the clouds are just so gently flying by in the sky. But yet, I'm finding myself complaining about how cold it is. If I do that all day long, no wonder by the end of the day, I'm feeling pretty crappy. So as I sit today, other than recording these podcasts, and I'm not talking, I'm not complaining, I'm not engaging in my environment verbally, that I'm noticing that first was a little chaotic, that I caught myself a couple of times talking. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I found myself a little lonely, that I realized I probably started talking to myself because I was alone and I felt lonely. And then I kind of had a little emotional with that I felt like I wasn't talking to my best friend. But then sometimes when you spend time with your best friend, you can do that in silence. And then I got through the space of peace. When I came to record my podcast, I wasn't sure I wanted to start talking, that it felt peaceful and quiet and calm. And I feel like my body is in alignment with the environment, that everything is neutral until I give it meaning. And I felt this inner calm. And that's literally just throughout the day. So I wonder, what's on the other side of this. I wonder what my life could be or how my life could change or improve if I sat in the silence a little bit more, if I calmed the chaos that was going on inside of me just a little bit more, what would be on the other side? So with curiosity, as there's too much talking and technology that creates this turmoil, and I want to get in this space, this quiet, this silence, and I'm going to do that by changing my words, but I'm also going to shut my words down and just let neutrality and curiosity come to the surface. So that's just been my experience in one day. And it's not even the full day. It's only like 2:20 right now. So if I notice that most of my conversation is complaining or negative, then it makes so much sense as to why my life is turning in that direction. So as I start to calm down and create space, just like I talked about in the last episode, is creating space with transforming your space with the spring cleanup, is that now I'm going to do an internal spring cleanup and transform my inner space. So if no talking is something that is going to help, is going to create a positive feeling on the inside, well, then my experience on the outside should change. Now, if you're with people all day long and you're working, it's going to be harder not to talk, but I'll give you a little bit to be aware of as you go about your day, because I'm lucky enough to be able to be at home as an entrepreneur and a businesswoman, to be at home and not have to talk to anybody because nobody else is here. But if you are working, if you are with other people throughout the day, is to try to take these couple things with you, is to, when you are feeling a lower vibrational emotion like anger, loneliness, sadness, grief, frustration, any of those lower, we would say it's like a negative emotion, is to not talk about it out loud or with anyone else. Not talk about it when you're angry or frustrated or lonely or grieving. The other is gossip, is if you're at work and somebody is coming up to you and talking about somebody else, that's gossip. We're gossiping about somebody, is to not talk during that, is to let that go. What that does is it allows the other person, kind of tells them that you're not interested in that kind of conversation. But it also allows the space so that person who is gossiping, that gossip doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't become ignited. It's like playing catch with a tennis ball and they just throw the tennis ball and just bounces over there and just kind of becomes a dead ball. When we're gossiping and we're going back and forth, or we're arguing and we're going back and forth, that it becomes ignited. And when we argue, we just keep kind of going up one up against the other. If one of us stops arguing, it kind of becomes a dead ball. We stop arguing. The whole thing loses its energy. That's the same with complaining. If you're enjoying, I shouldn't say enjoying because we don't enjoy it, but not really energetically, is if you are engaged in a complaining conversation, is to stop yourself and to not engage in that conversation. Literally become silent. Now, why would we do this? What are some of the other reasons? So I gave you my little bit of the story and I told you about this Buddhist monk and the king, but it creates a place of self-reflection. It really opens my mind to the kind of talk I was having, why was I having that conversation. The why doesn't matter, but it made sense of why my life is the way it is in this area. Well, this is how I talk about it. So then I'm creating that in that area. Oh my gosh, that makes total sense, right? Okay. So now that gives me this awareness. And within that awareness, things can change. The other that kind of goes right along with this is insight. When I have that insight to know that, oh, that's totally why my result is such. Well, gosh, think of how I talk about that thing. It is quite amazing. The next is to feeling peace among the chaos. So if there's people around me and they're doing whatever, is for me just to sit and to just be quiet and to just take it in, just to listen and create space for that thing, whatever that conversation is. And then it finds balance and inner alignment. When I had that just earlier this afternoon, when I wasn't talking and I wasn't filling my brain and my space with technology and all this negative talk, that I had this inner alignment. The hose became unkinked, that I just could feel the natural flow of energy through my body. and it felt amazing. And literally, you guys, this is just today. This is one day of doing this. And the progress was awesome. Then the last is this deeper sense of awareness, who I actually am and how I actually see the world. Through these new eyes now, I can decide how I want to change how I do things, how I say things, not engaging when I'm in a lower vibrational frequency, not engaging in gossip, and not engaging in complaint. So I hope this is something that you can take with you and to practice it. And if you are somebody who talks to themselves, then I would suggest just giving the silence a try and journaling your ideas, or share with us on the podcast, share with me in the group. Hey, and link the podcast. Hey, I listened to this podcast and here's what I did and here's what I found. And it is amazing when we just start shifting a couple little things in our life. So I hope this finds you well, and I hope you will take this to heart and give it a try, and then let us know how it goes. I'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. Your support means the world to me, and I'm truly grateful to have you on this journey of personal growth and exploration. If you've ever felt motivated or uplifted or gained valuable insight from my podcast, you now have an opportunity to show your appreciation. If you'd like to buy me a coffee or a chai tea as a token of support, you can do so through the link in the podcast show notes. Remember, your support goes beyond just a chai tea. It fuels my passion and drive to continue growing with you, making the world a better place and elevating all of humanity one episode at a time. Thank you again for being a valued listener. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.